This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Throughout this presidential season, we'll be reviewing the TV ads run by the Bush and Kerry campaigns. Our guide to the ads is Slate's editor, Jacob Weisberg. He's here today with a different view of recent political spots. Jacob, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thanks, Alex. I wanted to see how some of the recent campaign ads would look through the eyes of people who make the other kind of ads, you know, the kind for soft drinks or insurance.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. They're the experts.
Yes, so I sat down with Bill Konigsberg from Horizon Media, Linda Kaplan of the Kaplan Family Group, and John Bond of Kirshenbaum & Bond, and asked them how they might redo some of these recent spots for Bush and Kerry. But before we even played the first one, John Bond had a critique of all the ads.
And what did he say?
He thinks the ads are much too focused on facts and figures. Here he is, and here's what the rest of the group had to say.
The problem is that they think that it's all just what they think, when it's really all about who they are. And they refuse to divulge who they are as people. That's what we're voting for. The average person just votes with their heart and how it makes them feel, and I don't get a sense of who they are.
Part of what interests me about this is that the three of you and commercial advertising people in general look at ads in a completely different way than political people do. So maybe we should sort of look at them, because I want to see how you all take them apart.
Sure. Yeah. While jobs are leaving our country in record numbers, George Bush says sending jobs overseas makes sense for America. His top economic advisors say moving American jobs to low-cost countries is a plus for the U.S. John Kerry's proposed a different economic plan.
If you're saying that the idea was we're shipping jobs overseas, you know, I mean, can't we show a commercial with people celebrating in China because of all the jobs we've given them? I mean, let's dramatize the point and make it stick in our heart instead of just these inane facts that I'm supposed to memorize. I'm not a third grader. You're going to test me at the end of the period? It's just absurd.
Or they could do something where postcards are coming from other countries around the world, you know, and you get this sort of
thank you, George Bush.
Thank you, George Bush, for getting, you know, but it gets delivered to you and say, hey, you don't know me. I'm so and so in India. I'm having a great
thanks
time
for
here.
Giving me your job.
Yeah, thanks for giving me
I
your
appreciate
job.
That.
There you go. That was great. I know you probably miss yours, but I'm having a great time and I'm feeding the family now, and it would be fabulous.
So let's look at one more Kerry ad before we look at the Bush ads. And this is a negative response to a negative ad. I want to see how you think it works.
An ad about an ad.
Once again, George Bush is misleading America. John Kerry has never called for a $900 billion tax increase. He wants to cut taxes for the middle class. Doesn't America deserve more from its
president? It's unfortunate that they did that, because if I hadn't have seen the Bush ad attacking him, I now know exactly what he was attacked for.
Exactly. Makes him look defensive, not offensive. American public wants to get to know people, just like they want to get to know brands. They don't know what the Kerry brand is.
By the way, you know the ad that's the best ad for Kerry? It's the Vietnam ad where he's got some guy who was in his platoon.
Yes.
The other guy saying how you can trust him and he's such a great leader and I've been in combat with him. I got to know a little bit about him then. It was fantastic.
Okay, well, that sounded like 8 more thumbs down for the Kerry ads. Yeah. Let's take a look at some of the Bush ads.
John Kerry's record on the economy? Troubling. He opposed tax relief for married couples 22 times. Opposed increasing the child tax credit 18 times. Kerry supported higher taxes over 350 times. He even supported increasing taxes on Social Security benefits and a 50 cent a gallon tax hike for gasoline.
I think it stinks. And I think it stinks because there's too many darn numbers in this thing.
No mental image.
There's no mental image, and it's KISS, you know, keep it simple, stupid. It's got to be one idea. So if you're going to do something about the gasoline tax, then you better do a whole spot about that.
You know, I would do an ad in the gas station themselves.
You mean they could have regular, premium, ultra, and carry?
That's great. I love that. That's funny. I'd remember that.
Okay, this next ad, maybe this has a little wit. This ad is called Wacky.
Some people have wacky ideas, like taxing gasoline more so people drive less. That's John Kerry. He supported the 50 cent a gallon gas tax. If Kerry's gas tax
that ad, it's distinctive, but it's such a left turn. You know what none of them have done, which is, again, kind of 101? There isn't a campaign. Everyone is coming from a different place. There's no consistency of look, of feel, of anything. So each commercial, you can't remember which is whose. And that adds to it's just confusing.
One way to create continuity is maybe something very simple, like, you know, years ago there was, you know,
a jingle.
Just that.
Or, you know, there was Levi's blues jeans did several years ago, you know, reason number 12 or reason number 14. Yeah. If there was something as simple as reason number 12, why not Kerry? Then you could throw a spot like that on, and here's reason number 58. And maybe you don't start with one. You start with 175, which leads you to believe that I've missed the first 174 ads. And so at the end of the day, there's sort of a compilation, an omnipresent feeling of, boy, there's a lot of reasons not to vote for this guy.
Yep. I want to thank you all. I think I have a message for both campaigns that if you want to do more interesting ads, John Bond, Bill Konigsberg, and Linda Kaplan are available.
And Alex, Linda Kaplan made another point. You know how you see car ads all the time, but when you're not looking for a car, you don't really pay any attention to them?
Right.
She thinks political ads work that way. So early in the campaign, they're probably a waste of money because most voters won't be ready to focus on the election and which candidate they're buying until the fall.
Thank you, Jacob. Jacob Weisberg, editor of Slate magazine, joining us again on Day to Day. Thanks.
Thank you, Alex.